The real reason for the invention of the internet.
We're pushing the ultimate frontier here.
Control must be maintained.
TalkZone.com. Time for more of The Common Sense Psychic here on TalkZone, featuring your host, Phyllis King.
Okay, I am back. Yes, this is Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic. And we will go back to the phones in just a minute. I want to give the number one more time if you want to get your question answered on the air before the end of the hour. It's 888-463-6748. And yes, everything is energy to me, and I try to keep my energy up, 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 because that's the biggest, my biggest opportunity to help you find your center. It's like this. I can't get sad enough to make your sadness go away, and I can't get poor enough to make your financial worries go away, and I can't get sick enough to make you healthy. So the opposite is I try and keep my energy up. And have you match at me? And the whole thing about energy is there's no judgment about it. You know, I kid that I'm the metaphysical Dr. Laura minus the judgment and the religious ideology because, you know, I just can't have a judgment about energy. It just is what it is, and that's all it is, no matter how it appears, no matter what shape it takes, what form it takes. And I don't always like looking at the stuff I have to look at. I've looked at some scary stuff. I've looked at some sad, incredibly sad stuff in people's lives. And, you know, if I went down there with all that lower-level vibration, we'd be in a world of difficulty here. So all my giggling and stuff is not any type of indication that I do not respect your situation or have empathy for what you may or may not be going through. But I'm keeping my energy up, okay? So let's go to the ever-patient Kathy, who has a question about the economy, it looks like. Good morning, Kathy. I'm thinking good morning. Are you in the Bay Area?
I am. Thank you, Phil, for taking my call.
My pleasure. So tell me what you want to know.
Well, you know, because things are kind of up in arms a little bit, I'm wondering, do you take a look at sort of the big picture?
I do.
So I do. What do you think about, you know, the state of the affairs for, let's say, the country?
Okay. I've talked a little bit about this in my predictions. I have a prediction page on my website where I've talked about the energy that's going on this year. And this is kind of a pivot year on many levels. And I think that's why we have so much Roto-Rooter energy and things are being really shaken up. Because when we're really trying to heal and redirect, we get the bigger challenges. The bigger the challenge, the more the intent to heal is what is at source, is what is at the level of creating these situations. My sense is we can go either way. Of course, I'm the eternal optimist, and I'm going to be putting out as much positive energy as I can. But I feel a little bit nervous. I feel a little like, you know, we really have to get with it. We really have to take responsibility for our lives. We really have to get engaged in what's happening in all of our affairs. We can't leave it up to others. We can't leave it up to chance or just the good vibes and the good momentum and the good times we've had in this country for a long time. And there's a lot of global issues at stake as well because of the way situations have been handled, especially in the Middle East. It's like that is that's always been a volatile region for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, but we certainly haven't done anything to assist in reducing the level of volatility. So everything is connected right now. Everything with the climatization and the problems with the warming of the planet. And we have to remove the word problem, of course. We have to just look at it like, okay, it's the time to build green technology. It's the time for people to get really active and educate themselves about their financial wherewithal and be frugal and keep things close and don't take risky chances. And it's really all about what I talked at the beginning of the hour. It's time to get into self-discovery. It's time to make your connection to source and let that be your guiding force. We're so outside of ourselves with our ego. We have our energy outside of our body trying to act like we're in control of everything. And everything is speeding up. The technology and people aren't keeping up with the rapid pace of the expansion in our economy, in our world, and in the global levels in terms of the relations in the world. You know, there's just a lot going on. And I think over the next 4 years, it's going to be really critical that we start to turn things around. We really have to become more human-based. We have to become based in source and principles that are really authentic and true. We just cannot be so connected to the greed and the ego energy that we have been kind of bathed in for so long. So, the short answer is, I'm a little nervous because we're on the edge. But when you're on the edge, you can either go that way or the other way. And I have a lot of confidence in one of the leaders running for president in our country. And I think that one of the candidates is definitely the right person. And I think one of the candidates is definitely the wrong person. Of course, we all have our opinion when it comes to politics, but when I look at the energy, because that's what I do, one of the candidates really has the right demeanor and the right quality to bring a soothing and a calmness to the world. And that's the general overview. But next year, I feel like things are going to slow down in terms of the dramatic, intense stuff we're going through right now. Like I said, we'll talk about the real estate market bottoming out and kind of being at bottom for a period of time, which is uncomfortable, but as long as we don't continue to sink and slide off into oblivion, then, I mean, everyone will feel a lot better about that. And the energy is just not going to move as fast. It's not going to be as dramatic. So you can kind of move forward and everyone's nerves can kind of calm down a little bit and soothe.
And the real estate market is going to not continue to slide.
Yeah, I think we have another couple months tops of the slide, and then it's going to stay at the bottom. That's my take, energetically.
And how long do you think it'll stay at the bottom?
I don't think we're going to see a lot of improvement, or any improvement really, probably till next summer. And then it's going to be real gradual, because no one's going to want to try and beef up the property values anytime soon and say, oh yeah, I mean, and you know, it's really California and Florida and, you know, all the places where there's water, the blue states are, you know, so, yeah, it's going to be there and, you know, we'll see little teeny ups and little teeny downs, but we'll just kind of be at the bottom. And then, if all the proper things go into play, which of course I'm the eternal optimist, I'm going to go there. That we'll start to see some improvement, but it all is going to take time. You know, it'll be years, literally years, before we really recover in any way that is marked in terms of dollars and cents.
Okay. That's good. That's cool. I appreciate
it
very much.
Yeah, and you know, we have to try and keep our sense of humor about the whole situation and realize that we created it. Whether we had a direct hand in it or not, we're part of this consciousness that created this, but we can change it, and we all have power, and we just have to stay connected to source and let source be the source of our answers and empower us and move away from the ego. But thank you for the call. You're brave.
Thank you so much for being there. I really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here. All right, so that was fun, wasn't it? Okay, so if you'd like to have your question answered on the air, I have about, not quite 10 minutes, but it's 1-888-463-6748, 463-6748. And if you'd like to reach me off the air, just do so at my website at phyllisking.net, or you can email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. So yeah, there's so much, you know, spiritual work and growth is really personal discovery. Because as you deal with who you are and what's going on in you, you can't help but get to know your source, your creator. You can't help but understand how you co-create with this amazing power that is everything. And, you know, I talked early in the hour how one of the most important things you can do on a daily basis is admire yourself for what you are and where you came from, and that you not only chose to be here, you were chosen to be here in this time and in this place in our history to solve a lot of these issues and to be part of this, you know, kind of a, I don't know if revolution is the right word, but it's really to take on these incredible problems that are faced, that, you know, these challenges. Have to move away from that word because there's a lot of judgment around there. Okay, enough of that gloom and doom. So, my new book, have to put that in there. It is my show, after all. A psychic perspective, 10 steps to more love, wealth, and personal happiness with a 30-day plan to jumpstart your life will be available August 2nd. And it will be on Amazon, of course, and Barnes & Noble, and, of course, through my website. I'm looking forward to that. It took a while to get it written for a lot of reasons. But a lot of people after my first book were like, I want more about the how-to. How do I get it done? And, you know, what does it take to get it done? And so that's really why I wrote the 10 steps. So you could kind of get the meat and potatoes about what it really takes to move through this energy and how do you keep focused when you know, it's hard. It's not always easy. It's simple. The concepts are simple, but they're not always easy to do by any stretch. I mean, I struggle with it myself on a daily basis, but I tend to win the struggle because I have a lot of practice at it. And then the 30-day plan to jumpstart your life is more because I have a lot of people who just can't seem to break the inertia. You know, I'll read clients and I'll look in their space and I see they have some wonderful things set to go off, but they kind of have to do step 1, 2, and 3 to move some of the energy and, you know, kind of ready their space to receive. You know, you have to be in an expansive space to be able to receive prosperity, to have new relationships, to have, you know, positive relationships. If you're closed off and narrow and, you know, you can't believe in yourself and don't feel like you deserve anything, it's pretty hard to bring any of those vibrations in. And again, it's all energy. So the 30-day jumpstart, I give you specific things. Do this, and A, B, and C. And I just run it down, and I created, you know, the 30-day calendar, if you will, so you could actually look and remind yourself what you need to do. And the 30-day technology is nothing that I made up, but I learned this a long time ago that it takes 30 days to change a thought pattern. It takes that much time to sort of, it's kind of like pulling the weeds, getting them up out of your soil, if you will. Here we go with the garden metaphor. And getting something else set in there. And that's how long it takes to upheaval and put something new in there. And then from that point, yeah, you move forward with your life and you just keep trucking on, one foot in front of the other, doing the tasks. And in short order after that, you start to see the energy moving. You start to see that you are a co-creator in your life and that doing the steps to advance your awareness actually feels good. It actually feels better to feel good than to not feel good. It feels better to move your body than to not move your body. It feels better to be engaged in your relationships than not be engaged in your relationship. So it's really a process of accepting that you have a life, that you need to be a participant in your life and not go into fear about all the things known and or unknown. So that's the 30-day jumpstart. And I did something with the 30-day jumpstart because I know what a difficult thing that can do just to get started. That if you actually buy the book and do the 30-day plan, I will give you a 15-minute reading for free at the end of that 30 days to get you going on the next step. So I offer that because I know how hard it is, and I want to see you guys succeed. So it's always nice to have a little something, a little reward out there, and that's the reward I'm offering you. And the rewards you get beyond that, you know, you will recognize them in the first days of the 30-day plan. So a psychic perspective, 10 steps to more love, wealth, and personal happiness, which includes the 30-day plan to jumpstart your life. Okay, well, it has been quite a day, and I have appreciated all the calls. They were wonderful calls, and I can tell, just as with my San Francisco audience, most people were very aware of energy, very aware of spirit, and engaged in the process of trying to contribute on the planet. And we're all either contributing or contaminating, one or the other. And it's nice to know that a lot of you folks are in that contributing mode. So we'll be back next week, of course, with more calls and more dialogue. I might begin talking about my book some more next week. But again, the Past Life Regression Workshop this Saturday. If you'd like to be a part, there's still time to get in. Just visit my website at phyllisking.net. And I thank you so much. It's been fabulous. I appreciate all the calls. I appreciate all the dialogue and everyone who joined in the discussion today. So you've been listening to Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic, and I look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to the Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Learn more by visiting phyllisking.net. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Common Sense Psychic, right here on TalkZone.com.